Today, the chief United Nations weapons inspector is assembling his advance team and preparing to make the first entry into Baghdad since inspectors left 4 years ago. This time next Saturday, we'll learn more about the history of Iraq's nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons programs. We'll also review shifting U.S. attitudes toward Iraq and its leader. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today called for strengthening Jewish settlements in the West Bank city of Hebron. Today, Sharon toured the area following an attack that killed a dozen Israelis on Friday. NPR's Peter Kenyon has been in Hebron today and joins us on the line. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Doing great. Prime Minister Sharon said today that he wanted to link up the different Hebron settlements, the Jewish settlements, with each other. What exactly does that mean?
Well, it could be the most dramatic and controversial response to the Friday night shooting of 9 soldiers and 3 settlement security guards. I guess I should preface this by saying before going to Hebron today, I went to the funeral of those 3 guards, and I spoke with residents of Kiryat Arba, which is the large Jewish settlement just adjacent to Hebron. And they said what Sharon is talking about would be the classic Zionist response to terror. That is, when settlers are attacked, or in this case, the soldiers guarding settlers, the only response they believe is to add more settlers, or at least impose Israeli control and security. In this case, we're talking about a connecting lane or roadway between Kiryat Arba, the large settlement, and the small enclaves of Jewish settlers inside Hebron itself. Mr. Sharon visited the scene today, and he called for territorial continuity. In its extreme form, that could mean evacuating many, many Palestinians from their homes. Sharon has not advocated that specifically as of yet. We're waiting to see just how he plans to implement this continuity.
I want to get a picture in my head, if I can, of the city of Hebron. I gather there are about 130,000 Palestinians, and inside that city there are a few small areas that are inhabited by about 450 Jewish settlers, and the idea is to take enough territory so that they're all connected.
There is that aspect to it, but even more important to Mr. Sharon and the settlers is the much larger settlement of Kiryat Arba, which is outside of Hebron proper. And the plan would be to connect Kiryat Arba with those enclaves in downtown Hebron, and also to give them access to the Tomb of the Patriarchs, the holy sites where they worship.
How is anybody any safer if their settlements are connected anyway?
Well, the idea would be to provide people who are now actually outside Hebron and Kiryat Arba safe passage through this stretch of land, which is called Worshippers' Alley, because every week soldiers escort the Jewish worshippers to this site where they can pray and back home. That's what they were doing Friday when this shooting occurred. And if you, in theory, were to either clear out or evacuate the many, many Palestinians who live in between this point A and point B that we're talking about, then those people would be safe.
So we have a potential situation here where Palestinians may be moved in one of the great historic cities in the West Bank area. Can you just describe why Hebron is so significant to both Israelis and Palestinians?
Well, it's religion, in a word. It's considered holy by both Jews and Muslims. It's the location, according to both scriptures, of important figures such as Abraham and Isaac, who were mentioned in both the Bible and the Quran. In terms of passion and violence of the people that live here, Hebron is almost a microcosm of the whole conflict. In 1929, 64 Jews were slaughtered by Palestinians. After the 1967 war, the Kiryat Arba settlement was established nearby, and among Israelis, the Hebron settlers in the region have a reputation as among the most radical and violence-prone. In 1994, an American-born Jew named Baruch Goldstein gunned down 29 Muslims while they were praying. Bad feelings have remained, and people I talked to today on both sides, not all, but quite a few, said there will be no peace, they believe, as long as both populations are there.
NPR's Peter Kenyon, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.